the Catholic Church will not let priests get married. No sex for you, Father Maxwell. No wedding night for you, Father Bob. I wonder if this unnatural prohibition makes priests weird. What do you think? Father Maxwell, Father Bob. These are men, they're people. This is Maxwell Jones and Bob Smith, and they have normal desires. But the Catholic Church says, no, no, no. Normal desires are wrong. We're going to forbid you from marrying. You'll be all right. Yeah, they might be all right. But what about the rest of us? We're all in serious danger because of this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now, the Spirit is saying explicitly that in subsequent eras, some will be withdrawing from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and the teachings of demons in the hypocrisy of false expressions, their own conscience having been cauterized, forbidding to marry, abstaining from foods which God creates to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who believe and realize the truth. This is a teaching of demons that would forbid someone to marry on religious grounds. Any segregation of the sexes on religious grounds is unscriptural. And actually, since it's contrary to nature, it has led to some grave irregularities. And that's putting it nicely. This thing with the Catholic priest a couple years ago, it's an example of what happens when you fight human nature. We got a bunch of child molesters. Thank you, religious bondage. We sure appreciate that. Let us know if you can do anything else for us. Don't you Protestants get comfortable now? No, the same. You guys, you squelch the human nature just the same. How? You make people get up early on Sunday. Who in their right mind, after working all week, wants to get up early on Sunday? It's a rest. You're supposed to stay home. You've worked all week. Most people work Saturdays, and now you got one opportunity to sleep in and be with your kids, and instead you got to get them up, rush, 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 go off to church. It's an unnatural thing, and I'm telling you, going to church on Sunday creates grave irregularities. Boy, there were some nuns that were weird, too, not only the priests. I was educated by nuns, and we had this one nun who carried a green yardstick, and she smacked that thing around you. You did anything wrong? If you looked at her the wrong way, she'd smack her green yardstick. Ah, she was pent up sexually. I didn't realize this as a child. I wish I did. Excuse me, ma'am. You seem to be pent up sexually. Is there anything my friends and I can do to help? Something was amiss in the Catholic religion. Now I know. I didn't know then. I didn't know why they were so uptight. Now I know. It's unnatural, and it creates grave irregularities. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 7, 8, 9, and then we're going to wind this up. Paul's advice in 1 Corinthians 7, 8 to the unmarried, "Now I'm saying to the unmarried and the widows that it is ideal for them if ever they should be remaining, even as I." You see, Paul had a gift. He didn't get that horny, so he could just live life, no problem. He looked at billboards on the highway, no problem. He watched television shows, and they didn't get to him at all. Well, that was his gift. But he says, "Yet if they're not controlling themselves, let them marry." Okay, there are some people who are not like me. People can't control themselves, so you should get married. It's better to marry than to be on fire. King James says, than to burn. This has nothing to do with eternal torment or somebody going to hell because they have sexual passions. It just means that it's better to get married than to burn with unrequited desire and passion. So Paul says, you're not sinning if you get married. Yeah, he does say that later on here. That would be verse 28. Yet if you ever should be marrying, you do not sin. My point is that by fighting yourself unnecessarily, you're causing yourself problems. It is true, we must learn to distinguish between normal and abnormal behavior between what is flesh, what is spirit, what is human nature, what is overindulgence. We don't want to become soulish, but neither do we want to squelch natural inclinations. When it reaches the point of no return, you're better off to surrender to nature than to become religious. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. I don't want you to come up with some kind of artificial faith. How do you determine what's the flesh and what's the spirit? You go to the scriptures. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and operative and keen above any two-edged sword, penetrating up to the parting of soul and spirit." Stay in the word of God. That's how you do it. We're going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the instinct of animals. I love those animals. And we're going to give them their due tomorrow. Be with me.